And Martin Kohler, you're back in the leader jersey at this year's Tour Down Under. Post is really the plan?
No. I didn't expect that. I thought that the finale is not that hard, but it turned out that Greipel got dropped. Mm. He won the first intermediate sprint. I was already thinking, oh, now it's already 11 seconds. But in the end, it was a case of several minutes.
Yeah. But how could this happen in the race? When was the decided point?
It was maybe 30 k's to go when we came close to the climb with speeded up. It was Green Edge who speeded up, and we were just all in the front and suffering in the climb, and there was a big split in the group, and I don't know how many guys were in the front, maybe 40 or something. And then I think Matthias started also to ride, and Rabobank was riding because Matthews was also in the group. Greipel was dropped, and the gap got bigger and bigger, and then I think the Greipel's group stopped riding.
I mean, you're the leader, but as well today, an excellent job of your teammates. Together with you, three more finished in the top group.
Yeah, it was excellent work. Quinciato, Burkhardt, and Lights, they were looking for us to that we have a good position into the climb, and at the end it was Matthias riding full gas for a sprint for Greg, and Alessandro and me, we wanted, or we were riding on the last kilometer, but we were off too early, and then I think Greg got maybe 10th or 15th. That was, yeah, maybe it could be better, but we have the chairs again, and tomorrow is a new day.
How does it feel for a young rider as you, with teammates, helpers, with Balan as a former world champion, with two men who won last year Tour de France, or with Greg Van Avermaet?
It's an unbelievable feeling. It's extra motivation, it's extra power for my legs, and I hope I can pay it back with a good result.